front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. We interview people from all realms of the open source universe to find out what's hot right now, share some hardships and headaches, give a little advice, and learn about the people behind the screens. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter, at Lullabot, or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you! Today on Behind the Screens, I'm talking with Jason Lewis and Stu West of Amazy Labs. Hi, guys!
Hey, Chris.
So they're coming to us all the way from South Africa, where they're preparing for Drupal Camp Cape Town coming up Friday the 13th. We'll get into that. First, tell us a little about yourselves.
Okay. Well, I'm Jason. I've been working at Amazy Labs Cape Town for 2.5 years since Amazy started the offices here. And I've been working in the Drupal community for just over 4 years, organizing meetups and camps. Actually, an interaction designer, so not a Drupal developer, but like I've been saying to everyone, the Drupal community is so great that there's just no way you can't get involved and see it grow.
Yeah, and from my side, also joined Jason 2.5 years ago. I'm a front-end or just web developer, and I've been loving the community and excited to be here.
And so you guys have been the primary organizers for Drupal Camp Cape Town. Cape Town being on the southern tip of Africa, so somewhat isolated. Well, first things first, the first thing I noticed when I went to the website, the shark fin, or is that a killer whale fin that sort of pops up? That is fantastic. And number two, it's on Friday the 13th. Is that just happenstance? Were you aiming for that date? So tell me about your camp and why you went with Friday the 13th, if there was any particular reason.
The funny thing is, actually, it wasn't planned. It was purely a date conflict, but it worked out quite well. But we know this, you know, often people are a bit maybe superstitious about that date. So you might notice we haven't necessarily said it's Friday the 13th of October. We've just been saying, hey guys, it's 13th of October. It's become kind of funny, especially since, like you say, we've got the shark and it looks kind of ominous. Cape Town's really known for its great whites, and where we're based, we're in Muizenberg, where we have, I would say, what's the most densely populated location of great whites globally. And wherever you see those famous National Geographic shots of the great whites jumping out of the ocean, that's taken, yeah, just off the coastline.
Okay, so no sessions will be held in the ocean.
No.
So tell me a little bit about the structure of the camp. You have one day of sessions, there'll be a keynote, and then it's more of a sort of a networking, socializing type of event. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We've got a one day of 11 talks. Starts out with a keynote. And then from that, it'll expand into, or break away at least, into two different tracks. We will have a workshop for Drupal novices, students, and so forth. And in the other track, we'll have more for, you know, hardcore Drupal developers. So we've looked at breaking up the camp for over two days. But as you said, we're, you know, kind of isolated down here in South Africa. So getting a wide variety of speakers that really would give true value to the camp is quite a tough task. So and as well as getting people to, you know, travel down south, it's quite a journey, take time off work. We just really feel one day gives us a chance to fill it with good talks, good people. They come and learn, they network, and they can stay for the weekend and enjoy the, you know, whatever Cape Town has to offer. So it's the third year the camp's been running, and it's growing from strength to strength every year. Our first inaugural camp was a great success, and we thought, well, that's really a sign that people are wanting it.
All right, and Jason, you had mentioned to me that the the technological atmosphere down there might be a little bit different being more African-based than we might see in North America or in Europe. So can you talk to me a little bit about who you expect coming to the camp and what they expect to sort of get out of it?
Yeah, sure. With most of our attendees being, you know, locally based from Cape Town and one or two from Durban and Johannesburg, other major cities in South Africa, you know, those who are designing for the South African market or for other African countries, you know, have clients that are based there. I think that they face quite a few different challenges for, say, those attending European or American or, let's say, first world events would be taking into consideration. So we have slower broadband, longer load times on pages. You know, you've got to really optimize your sites and have, I would say, probably different discussions around the way you approach a site and the way you build it and the technology. And so it's quite interesting. And those kind of topics come up in the talks. And then there's also those attending in the fact that we have students who are at colleges that are sponsored that can't initially afford to go and study these things. And now they're exposed to Drupal and they can actually make a career of it. So there's that real seeing how we can bring together the technological side as well as the human aspect of the challenges that we face in South Africa and Africa as a whole.
Wow, that is really interesting. And you also mentioned that there's another Drupal camp in Africa coming up the week after yours in Nigeria.
Yes, that's correct. There's a Drupal Camp Nigeria and PHP Bootcamp. It's from the 20th to the 21st of October. And I think it's around their second year of Drupal Camp in Nigeria. And they're, you know, really passionate up there about the community as well. And Chita, who is involved in that, goes around Nigeria educating users on Drupal and really pushing it out there. He spoke at the Joburg Camp last year. So a really passionate community. Unfortunately, distance and cost is a bit of a factor, so there's not much of a sharing of attendance between that. But that's what's nice. You've, you know, got to the other ends of the spectrum. We can hopefully get people from different parts coming to the different camps.
You mentioned that you've had some struggles, some challenges to maybe get people to come and talk at the camp. It's a difficult place to get to, sort of isolated. So if there was somebody else who's maybe running into the same type of problem where they're having trouble organizing their camp or they're not sure how to approach something like that, what are some of the things that you guys have learned organizing Drupal Camp Cape Town that you would share with someone else?
Yeah, I think it's really being sure that you've got a strong community that's there to help you. You know, it's a strong community in learning, but it's also a strong community in bringing people together to facilitate that learning. So we have a monthly meetup that has been quite a long journey of establishing that and getting that going and making sure that we felt then we could move to a camp. I think that's for anyone who's looking to do a camp, make sure that your community interaction on a monthly basis or on throughout the year is solid. And then you can look at definitely organizing a camp. It's also, I think, starting really early. In the first one, we really weren't sure what we were in for, if I could put it that way. We didn't know if people would come, first off, and we didn't know in general what the level of talks would be, because a lot of people locally, it's their first Drupal camp talking, so that the standard would be different. But we felt that with the previous years had people talking at the meetups who had honed their skills in talking, so we could approach them. And then connecting with other Drupal users around the globe, asking them, there's so many resources online to help you set up a camp, set up a meetup. And I think it's also making sure you connect with the right sponsors who want to be there as a good partner. Once you connect with the right companies, they're there and they'll help. And we've been very fortunate from the beginning to have international as well as local sponsors. And I think that's the thing. Just put the word out there and the people will connect with you.
From what I've seen so far, it looks like it's going to be a fantastic camp and 3 years running. So something's working right down there.
Yeah, thanks. For us, it's been the key was finding a great venue, preferably a sponsored venue. A good place, I think, is really key. And then from that, you can start to establish who you want to invite to talk, or have at least submit the, you know, talk topics and so forth. But every year we found if we've got a venue, that's half the battle won.
So if somebody wanted to come down to Drupal Camp Cape Town, maybe took a few extra days to experience South Africa for the first time. What should that person do? Sell me on South Africa.
Well, there's really so much to do, from the sea and the beaches to hiking in the mountains, craft beers, and we have great wines, a lot of vineyards, and it's really within 2 and 4 hours you can see an amazing amount of animals and different landscapes. So there really is a lot to do.
It's the number one, you know, tourist destination in South Africa. And if you're into surfing, running, cycling, it's all here. I think that's why it's got the fastest growth of any city in South Africa at the moment, because everyone's really trying to get that balance of work and lifestyle. So Cape Town's a good destination for that.
And of course, the exchange rate would be very favorable to you.
Yeah. What's it, 14 rand per dollar? Yeah.
I'm going to put this on my list. I think next week might be a little too short a notice to make it, but if you guys are up for year number 4, count me in.
Awesome.
Okay, great. Yeah, always welcome. We could show you some great places.
Wonderful. So I want to get to know a little bit about you guys outside of Amazee and outside of the camp. So if you woke up tomorrow and the internet was gone, what would you do?
Oh, goodness. I would probably join a band and record some songs. I love the studio. So you'll probably find me there, and then surfing afterwards for some inspiration.
Yeah, I used to manage some bands years back, and so I'd probably get back into the music event scene, and then I could take Stu and his band out on the road, I guess.
That's awesome. There you go. You guys are all set. You've got the manager. You've got the talent. You're all set to tour. You just have to do it all by phone, I guess, since you can't get on the internet. And so here's a new segment I'm going to add in. Call this one Rapid Fire. So I've got a set of questions. We'll go 5 questions, and each of you just give your answer. These will be like quick yes or no types of answers. Would you rather attend school at Hogwarts or live in Narnia?
Hogwarts.
Live in Narnia.
Toilet paper, hung over or hung under?
Definitely over.
Over. I even changed the ones out here, and it's not done right.
Okay. Thundercats or Voltron?
Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Voltron on that one. Okay. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
DC.
Interesting. So you guys have some battles out there on the road. You get into some arguments when you're touring.
That's for sure.
Last question. If 100 hippos and 100 rhinos fought on mixed terrain of land and water, who would win?
Ooh.
The hippos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going hippos? Both sides going hippos?
Yep.
I'd say that's probably... I remember when we first asked this question, I think I went with hippos too. I'd still love to see it happen, though.
Oh, for sure. It's a good question. I mean, hippos kill the most people in Africa, next to the mosquito, I guess, but... yeah, they can see better and they can run really fast.
BBC, Hippos vs. Rhinos with David Attenborough.
That was fun. So thank you for being part of my first ever Rapid Fire segment. All right. And to wrap it all up, I always like to ask people if they have anyone they would like to thank or share some gratitude towards who might have given them a push along the way or helped them out.
Well, the team for us in Zurich has really been quite inspirational and so willing to share knowledge. And at DrupalCon, giving us just a way to meet some of the Drupal legends. I know one or two of our team from Cape Town was at DrupalCon Vienna and got to speak to Angie Byron, Webchick, who's going to be one of our keynote speaker. So yeah, that's quite an inspiration.
Yeah, and for me, I would say it's really the Amazee Zurich team has really been very helpful in you know, coming out doing talks and making themselves available throughout the years. You know, Michael has presented at our launch that we had for Drupal 8 here in South Africa, and last year was a keynote speaker. He's really shared a lot of insights on how to, you know, help with organizing and so forth. And of course, Danya, who's, you know, organized a lot of these events and has really allowed us as a company to really put it as a core focus of our business is the community. And I think that, you know, that is really valuable that we have the time and the effort to do it. We don't have a big organizational team, but I think we've been very fortunate to have that time available then to commit to this. And then, of course, our sponsors for the camp have been amazing, and that's can be seen on the site. But then we also have a lot of local community guys, Chris Creel and Johan and Inky, and quite a few from Joburg as well, that Leon and the Joburg community. So, you know, you don't want to start initially getting into naming because you know you'll leave someone out, and then that's something of course you don't want to do. But I think, as you said, for us who, when we started, having not attended these, those guys are the ones that had been and passed their knowledge on to us and helped.
Wonderful. Well, thank you guys very much for taking some time here on a Friday afternoon to give us the lowdown on Drupal Camp Cape Town. If somebody wanted to reach out to you guys, what's the best way to do that?
They could reach us on the camp email, and our camp email is really simple. It's drupalcapetown@gmail.com. Or they could get us on Twitter, which is Drupal Cape Town. Or they could, as I say, email me directly at jason@amazylabs.com.
Friday the 13th, Drupal Camp Cape Town's the place to be. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have ideas for questions or segments, or if you're organizing a camp or an event and you would like to promote it, or if you just have some cool stuff you want to share, tweet us at Lullabot, or drop me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Also, if you're liking the podcast, don't forget to go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review. Until next time.